from the country of India.
I'm living in Dachar. I can go to the police.
I never expected this journey would lead me to a truth that I never intended to find.
A great pillar of the community was killed by a man who had been deported at least twice.
The public would be outraged if they knew the truth.
I found how much Americans are being lied to regarding our immigration policies at the border. My friends, my industry, even my family, all rallied against the final message of this film. All credits had to be hidden for fear of retribution. If you care about the future of America, you should watch America's Forgotten.
Go to SaleNow.com to buy or rent today. For additional savings, enter promo code Kirk. SaleNow.com, promo code Kirk.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this, there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Republicans are panning President Biden's infrastructure proposal. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell calls the bill a Trojan horse, one he says is loaded with massive tax increases on all the productive parts of our economy. Congressman Mike Gallagher calling it little more than the hard left's Green New Deal masquerading as an infrastructure bill. The round GOP criticism is a sore spot for Biden's other outspoken critics, hard left members of his own party. They say it was a waste of time to soften the bill's progressive tone to appear more bipartisan, when in fact the bill is still likely to garner no votes from Republicans. Bob Agnew reporting.
Virginia's highest court has ruled that the city of Charlottesville can take down two statues of Confederate generals.
A statue of Stonewall Jackson was erected in 1921, and 3 years later, one of Robert E. Lee. Charlottesville's city council eventually voted to remove both, prompting a violent white nationalist rally in the summer of 2017. A group of residents also sued to block the city from taking down the statues, and a lower court ruled in their favor. But Virginia's Supreme Court has now overturned that decision, saying a state law regulating the disturbance of or interference with war memorials or monuments was created long after the statues were erected, and neither gave the city authority to put them up or prohibit it from taking them down. I'm Ben Thomas.
A suspect in the shooting of five people in Tennessee fired shots at U.S. Marshals who went to a Nashville hotel to arrest him before he was found dead inside a room. 48-year-old Michael Lynn Tucker died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound Thursday after police breached a hotel room door and used a drone to look inside. Marshals went to the La Quinta Hotel to arrest Tucker on charges he killed three people and wounded two others in a shooting in a Memphis neighborhood Friday. On Wall Street, the Dow by 171 points. More at townhall.com.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call SelectQuote now and get the insurance your family needs at a price you can afford.
In minutes, SelectQuote found John, 45, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $29 a month. And his wife, Anne, 43, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $21 a month.
At SelectQuote, we comparison shop some of the most trusted insurance companies in America to find you the best rate in minutes. And it's free.
For your free quote, call 1-800-644-1331. That's 1-800-644-1331. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-644-1331.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. But despite a recall and an active FDA investigation, online retailers continue to sell real water. The Food and Drug Administration issued a release yesterday saying several distributors had not received word of the recall from the Las Vegas-based company, and the firm continues to promote its product using social media. The FDA is urging everyone not to use any real water products until more information is known about the illnesses which have been linked to using the alkaline water. Two more casino companies are adding on-site vaccines for their workers. Station Casino says it will begin offering vaccinations to its employees and their families next Tuesday, while Las Vegas Sands Corporation, operators of the Venetian and Palazzo, say it will begin giving vaccines to its workers early next week. On Tuesday, MGM Resorts began offering vaccinations to its employees at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. Caesars Entertainment begins vaccinating its local employees today through the end of the month. The former El Dorado Casino in Henderson is ready to reopen under a new name and new ownership. The casino on the historic Water Street has been renamed the Pass Casino by DeSimone Gaming. Its grand opening is scheduled for tonight, beginning at 7 p.m.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Quick check on the traffic cams. We're getting some heavy volumes through the resort corridor right now. Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey, North 15, that's past Tropicana. You're averaging about 40 miles per hour through there. And look for delays on Interstate 11 North between Lake Mead and Wagon Wheel. Lane restrictions begin nightly at 7 p.m. through the end of the month.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out! I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for Thursday, April 1st. It's opening day of the Major League Baseball season. I am just blown away at the excitement that I feel. My St. Louis Cardinals battling the Cincinnati Reds. And by the way, the Reds are gentleman Jim Dallas's team by birth. Yes. And by the way, did we have a bet on this one?
I don't think we did. I know we talked about it, but I'm still...
Are you sure?
Okay, maybe it was a friendly bet, but
Hey, this is the first game of what? Three in the series.
Exactly, so, exactly. Yeah.
There's always tomorrow.
Cards are leading by a score of 11-4, bottom of the fifth. And the Reds are threatening. And but anyway, it's the Major League Baseball season opening. There's always something special, even when it's like 37 degrees in Cincinnati for the game today. Joining us is Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. Michael, you have a team. I've known you for a long time, but I didn't never knew if you had a team.
Yeah, baseball is the Yankees. So it's I'm one of the pinstripers since I was a little kid.
So, wow!
My dad was a big Boston fan, and you should have seen. I mean, our house was funny because we had to have different, literally different. Joe would go out and get us different placemats and different cups. So he'd have his Red Sox, and I'd have my Yankees, and it was an inner rival inside the house.
And how's that working out today?
It's good because you know, God bless my dad. He's up in heaven, but. Every once in a while, I get a feeling he throws me a zinger when they were playing the Yankees last year or years ago.
Wow,
it was pretty bad. What's amazing, you know what? A lot of people don't know you are a very successful also sportsman, which I think is what plays into politics very well for you.
Yeah,
that's part of your history.
In fact, until 9/11, I was a sports talk host, nationally yeah. syndicated sports talk host, and
very successful.
Yeah, and you know, did four Olympics and all of that stuff. But I got to tell you, it's great to have you on because there's so much going on. I've got to ask you about this infrastructure package that isn't really an infrastructure package. Can you talk a little bit about what you know of it? I mean, already we're finding out this thing isn't just about infrastructure; it's about a hell of a lot more.
No, and we're trying to cover both sides. I'm glad you brought that up because this is disgusting. This is so filled with such garbage that, I mean, the infrastructure is only a small percentage of it actually goes to bridges and railroads and, you know, infrastructure that's needed. But, you know, they're trying to pad it with the health care instead of calling it like it is. And then in a debate today, or going back on a show, a spokesman for the Biden administration says, no, this was part of an infrastructure package for the health care. Well, stop playing games. Call it what it is. But also the pork that's in this thing and the funding that's going, it's going to kill everybody. And then Biden is, I don't know where, this is the saddest thing. The working class, your listeners, me, I'm working class guy, you, it's amazing. We're going to get slammed with taxes. The rich is not going to get slammed with this. You know, they have loopholes and they're able to have their accountants. But the actual working class guy, we're going to get all this garbage shoved down our throat. We're going to end up paying for it. And the worst thing about it is the middle class is the one that makes America successful is the working class. We're going to get crucified on this bill.
Let me just ask you because Democrats always assume that we're a bunch of morons and we can't figure this out. That when you put taxes, higher taxes on small businesses, that small businesses are just going to eat that expense. Because that's not true. I mean, they're going to increase the price of goods and services across the board on everybody, and that's a tax. That's a hidden tax on everybody.
Well, it's amazing right now, and it's just common sense. Now the chickens they're coming home to roost, as they say. If you look at everything they're doing, they're on this whole, even in our state, they're on this big plan to shove all this progressive garbage down our throat. But what's really amazing is I was with a couple the other day, and they are yelling and screaming about the gas price. I'm like, you put this guy in, not us, and it went from, you know, we had a great opportunity of recovering America, and everything's going great, and, you know, Biden has now put us, we're in a downward spiral, and all, like you said, all of the parts in this plan that Joe Biden has is getting passed on to us working class people. The taxes are going to go up. The gas prices are going up. Food's going up. Transportation's going up. Everything's going to get passed on to us. And Joe Biden is sitting up there, you know, cluelessly saying, oh, well, you know, it is what it is. I would never do that. I would never raise taxes on the working class. It's exactly what he's doing. And what's amazing is some of the American public are just too blind and too naive to see it because of their hatred for President Donald Trump.
Well, the one thing we do know that the polling on Biden has been really good, and you've seen MSNBC and CNBC and CNN crowing about the new polling numbers, except they never mentioned the polling. You know, the polling numbers on pandemic are good, are solid, or above, I think, at 50% or slightly above across the board, except when you get about his dealing with the border. People have figured out that Biden screwed this up.
Well, let me tell you this. First of all, what the man you want to thank is President Donald J. Trump. Donald Trump was the one that discussed the vaccine and the vaccination plan that was put out by Joe Biden. You know, this is something where they're trying to take credit for the work that Donald Trump has done and his administration pushed through. If anything, we would never have any type of vaccine if it wasn't for a businessman in the White House. He broke through the walls of restraints and the government, you can't do this, and the FDA. He was out to save the American people. He had the virus. He knows what the virus is capable of doing. He came out of the virus. Remember I talked to you after I was talking to him in the hospital. He came out stronger than I've ever seen. I don't know what they gave him, but he was phenomenal. And he knows, he said, I will never let an American suffer the way this disease is going to hurt. That's one thing. Now, dovetailing what you just said about the border, we're getting more cases of COVID-19 coming across the border, and they don't have a plan. All they said, they knew the other side of that border, they knew in other countries, you were not going to be allowed in this country. You're not. You have to come through the front door with a welcome sign, not over a wall or a back door. You're going to have to go through it legally. And American citizens are like, look, we'll welcome you. You come here legally. This is the most disgusting thing, is they're not allowing, they're turning a blind eye. Texas is overran. Arizona's getting overran. California's getting overran. Once you start to see that what's happening right here, the problem we're having, and where are the liberals? Where are all these liberals that were screaming about the virus and everything? They're now introducing more virus in because the plan they have is broken, Kevin. It is all broken down right now. They have no way to stop it. The vice president is nowhere to be found. She's supposed to be in charge of this border. She's never visited the border. She's never been down to the border. She has no plan at the border. They're all put their heads in the sand, and they're saying, oh, well, we can't help it.
Again, Michael McDonald joining us, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. Let me just ask you, though. They have dealt with capacity, talking about detention centers and the Dallas Convention Center, the San Diego Convention Center, the fact that even teachers who aren't able to teach in classroom with San Diego students are now going to be teaching face-to-face with these migrants, these illegals, these unaccompanied minors, and they're going to be forced to teach these people face-to-face. I mean, what's going to happen when a bunch of these teachers end up getting sick, getting the virus?
American teachers. And that's what I'm saying. I'll stand with the teachers on this all day long. I would be suing the government for making them put in that situation. Because right now, look, they're coming here illegal. Because Joe Biden says, in the campaign, come across. He won't finish the border wall. This whole situation is Joe Biden and the administration's fault. Because they won't do what they said, about compassion and everything else. This is something, Kevin, where they're not doing their job. You have to have a plan and tell the people you cannot come here. You have to come here legally. But they don't. They're literally, their message across the board, you see everybody wearing Joe Biden shirts coming this way, was come here, doors wide open.
By the way, did anybody ever figure out who commissioned those T-shirts? Who manufactured them? Who paid for them? Do we know that?
It's disgusting what you saw take place. I mean, it was...
Yeah.
It's a bad situation, man.
Well, the good thing is, I think the American people understand that this thing is a colossal crisis. We had 18 senators led by Ted Cruz go into the border, and they were horrified. Some had an idea. They were Texas U.S. senators. They knew what these other senators were going to see. But I tell you, folks from states like South Carolina, Iowa Chuck Grassley was there. They had no clue. They were horrified by this. Do you think the rest of the American people are going to be horrified as well?
The whole situation. I mean, look, and I'm upset the media is not covering more of it. They're not showing this true situation. We actually had to have our senators go down there with their own cameras and start filming this because it's not getting out. They're trying to cover it up. This is a situation where that no one was responsible. He was such hatred for Donald Trump that he came up with the exact opposite policy, and it is going to kill America. It's going to ruin America. We can't have the diseases coming in. There's no procedure to get them brought into the country or send them back to where they come from. And they're literally swamping the border towns. I had a friend of mine, a friend of yours, that went down south of the border. We have families down there that are workers. They go to work on the farm, and these are Mexican Americans that have got their green card. They're becoming American citizens. They're here to work. When they go to work in the field, these immigrants or these migrants that are coming across the border literally go in, raid their house, raid their food, steal their clothes, and burglarize their houses. Mm. It is rampant. That message, that none of that story is getting out, Kevin. It's disgusting.
Wow.
It's disgusting what's happening. I mean, imagine that. You know, people that have done it the right way to become American citizens are now being victimized by people that are just illegally coming to this country, and they don't care. They don't care about the laws. They don't care about you and I.
More from Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. And we're going to talk about what's going on in Carson City. It is horrifying what is going on in Carson City. They haven't passed a lot of bills yet, but they are preparing to do it and essentially roll the Republicans. They've got the votes to do it. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
This is Republican Assemblyman Gregory Hafen II of Assembly District 36. My district includes Pahrump, most of Knight County, parts of Northwest Las Vegas, Logandale, Moapa, and a portion of Lincoln County. I will be on the Kevin Wall Show throughout this year's legislative session to review all the recent happenings in Carson City, the horse trading, bill sponsors, and lobbyists behind the bills that are being considered and passed by your legislator. To learn more about me, go to Hafen4Nevada.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Michael McDonald joining us, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. And Michael, you've got a ringside seat for something that's going on, not just in our nation's capital, but in Carson City. And that is the whole notion of elections have consequences. We did not win the election on November 3rd of 2020. And we're now seeing what happens when you lose majorities, whether it be Carson City or D.C. How do we fight this fight, I mean, from now until 2022?
Well, I think the first thing is, I mean, election fraud has consequences. We saw what took place, and I hate to keep bringing it up, especially when many of your listeners have contacted us. We're still showing up that there was fraud in this campaign. And we finally have politicians and people are starting to admit it. We said this is the cleanest campaign. There's no fraud whatsoever. This was the greatest ever. Now those politicians are reversing, saying, well, there was voter fraud and we're going to investigate. And all the other politicians saying, yes, that we have to admit there was fraud there and we do have a problem. Because the process itself was flawed. And the way to fight this is we have to stand with our elected officials. We know for a fact what situation we're sitting in. It's a dire one, because they can just push everything through. But also, in the same respect, our politicians, and this is what I love about them, they're fighters. And, there's some ways they can push back. We all know in politics it's about horse trading. And we have some very smart legislators right now that, they're going to take it out there. You have the majority to pass the budget. So if we're going to play these games, they should hold up the budget and say, look, we're not going to stand for this. But the American people have to know one thing. They're pushing through this election reform, and they're pushing it through in such a dire manner because there is a situation. There is a means to their madness because they want to control it. The one thing I can tell you about, why don't we have voter ID? Think about it.
Can I tell you, voter ID would solve the entire problem, would right. Nip it in the bud right then, right there.
Exactly. Let me see your American citizen. Let me see you're not some ghost that lives in a vacant lot, and let me see some turn out somebody voting from a grave. You actually have to have an ID to vote. And I'm tired of hearing, it would hurt the working class, it would hurt minorities. Let me tell you something. At the culinary, you have to show your ID to vote for secretary, treasurer, president. At a union, you have to show. Every union has the same way. You have to show your ID. You can't get on a plane. You can't buy a pack of cigarettes. You can't get on a bus. You have to have IDs. In America, you can't rent an apartment. You have to have an ID. So, especially Nevadans need to wake up and realize this. This is someone's agenda. And it's not an agenda to make America better. It's an agenda to make the fat cats fatter and make sure we don't have people that stand like Donald Trump and many of our politicians that fight for the people. This is the problem. Donald Trump woke up America. Donald Trump exposed the corruption in America. He wasn't a politician. And it's not always about Donald Trump. This is about the policies of Donald Trump. This is about what he has shown the people that need to stand up and say, you know,